Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, October 21st, and we are delighted that you are joining us today. Remember, if you've got a financial question, all you have to do is send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. And now we are so excited because we are having a schedule that allows us to actually interview you and get you on the air. So if you want to come on the air with us, then just make sure you mention that in your email. Today, we have Miss Ruby, who is on the line. Ruby, welcome to Jill on Money. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on in your financial life? How can we help you out?
Well, I'm a federal employee, still employed, and I recently got a promotion. So I will be starting to hit that Roth IRA limit. And fortunately, unfortunately, I had a good local county job. So I have a rollover IRA already with Vanguard.
Okay. How is that? Wait a second. So you've got a rollover account. How much is in the rollover account?
In the rollover account right now, it was $130,000.
Okay. And how much do you have in your current retirement account?
So as a federal employee, I have access to the TSP. Mm-hmm. It's $170,000. And it's kind of split between the Roth TSP and the traditional TSP.
Oh, so you have a little bit of both. That's fantastic. Okay. Tell me more. What else is going on?
I'm single, no kids. I'm deployed overseas. So while I do have a primary residence and a small condo, I have renters in there that are paying the mortgage.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Okay. So how can we help you out? What's the question here?
The question that I have is that I understand that I'm going to be up at that limit for even contributing to a Roth IRA outside of my TSP or the regular 401k. I read something about the pro rata rule because I have this traditional rollover IRA that's out there. So sure, should I start trying to convert that or should I dump it into the TSP? I know some people love the TSP because it's low fees, but I like Vanguard where it's at because there's lots of options.
Well, wait a second. You said $106,000. The Roth IRA phase out limit is for a single person is $124,000.
Yeah. Due to my assignment overseas, I'm going to hit that.
Oh, I see. Because you probably get a housing credit or something and that's taxable. Is that how it works?
Due to the location where I'm at, they pay us for being in hard places.
I gotcha. Okay. How are you investing the rollover? When you say you got Vanguard funds, is it all index funds or what do you got in there?
I would say half of it is in a target fund and the other half of it, because I'm trying to be aggressive, is sort of in their total stock market fund, mutual
okay.
fund.
Okay. I mean, but the TSP, don't you have an index fund option inside of the TSP?
Yeah, they're very generic. I mean, they use letters like C, S, and I for common stock international. So
yeah. But I mean, in other words, I guess that I had thought that there's just a plain old index fund. And wouldn't your index fund in Vanguard be exactly the same as the index fund in the TSP or not?
Yes, but they also in the Vanguard there's RITs that I can choose and
I see. You like a little flexibility.
Yes. Okay. And or quicker.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So now I guess the question is, what do we do with this 130 grand rollover? Well, okay. So a couple of things to consider. You could leave it where it is and just keep using it. That's fine. I think that it is certainly feasible for you to consider a Roth conversion. My question is, do you have money outside of the traditional or Roth accounts that you have to pay the tax that would be due on a conversion?
I have about 15 grand in emergency funds and like 10 grand I could play with.
So right now, I think that doing a conversion a little bit at a time is completely fine. You know, you're in the, you know, you're in the 24% tax bracket. So why not convert as much of the rollover that would allow you to pay whatever taxes due out of that extra money? I don't think you should use your emergency reserve fund, but it sounds like you kind of build up your savings pretty quickly. So why don't you just slowly but surely over the next couple of years, do the conversion? And then, yeah, I mean, once you essentially get that part converted, you could potentially do backdoor Roths. Now, obviously, the quicker way to do it is to just roll over the whole Vanguard IRA into the thrift savings plan. And then you immediately start doing backdoor Roths, but you said you really like your Vanguard flexibility. So I don't want to take your flexibility away from you. You can certainly start right now and say that you could convert as much as you can pay the tax on. That's it, though. Don't go beyond that.
All right. I wasn't sure on your, someone's like, roll everything over. It's the lowest fees ever. And I'm like, but it's also locking it up in a box that's very bland.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like I'm super bland myself, so I don't really mind that. But I guess that part of me feels like if you like that flexibility, you can always kind of fill in the blanks of what's missing from the TSP options and use your Vanguard account to fill those spaces in. So I guess what I also would say is this. I'm not sure I'd use a target date fund in that rollover account at all. In fact, I would probably use the kinds of funds that you don't have in your thrift savings plan to round out your allocation. But if you really want to use the optionality of the Vanguard funds, then use them. The target date fund is like, doesn't make sense to me for you. I think you could bring in other asset classes that are much more interesting. Then take advantage of why you have that money there, which is Vanguard has a zillion index funds, so many different asset classes, and they're really cheap. So that's what I would do.
Awesome. All right. This helps a lot to get myself ready for what's coming next.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, thanks for giving us a shout and good luck overseas. And please be careful because it doesn't sound like you get paid that much money for being in an unsafe place. So be careful. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Jill.
Thanks so much to Ruby for participating in the program. If you would like to join us on the pod, do me a favor. Just send us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. We'll talk to you tomorrow.